Monday, December 30th. My parents' priorities are totally screwed up. Mom had to rush off to visit a friend who just had a baby, and Dad had an emergency call from some rich lady whose fancy dinner party had been crashed by some unexpected guests. About 2,000 aunts. Guess who got stuck babysitting Brianna? Me, that's who. Even though that meant I had to bring her with me to an extremely important practice session at the ice skating arena that involved $3,000 and possibly life and death. A new baby is born somewhere in the world every 7 seconds, and aunts will still be around even after a nuclear war. How in the world was what they were doing more important than what I was doing? Nikki, just call me on my cell phone when you're done with practice, Mom said as she pulled up in front of the arena. And Brianna, you be a good girl and mind your sister, okay? Okay, Mommy. Brianna beamed like a little angel. Then she turned and stuck her tongue out at me. Nikki, can I play Princess Sugarplum on your phone? Brianna asked as we entered the building. It was the fifth time she had asked me that today. No, Brianna, you're here to watch the ice skaters. Chloe and Zoe were already on the ice practicing, but when they saw Brianna, they rushed over and gave her a big hug. Brianna was fascinated by the skaters and sat quietly and watched. I could hardly believe she was behaving so well. About 25 minutes later, Victoria called our names. We're up, Zoe said with a nervous smile. Are you ready, Nikki? I took a deep breath and stepped forward to meet my destiny. I was so nervous, I thought I was going to lose my Egg McMuffin. I'd managed to get through the first two practices without Victoria tossing me out. But short of a major miracle, I thought it was finally the end of the line for me. Once she actually saw me skate, or more correctly, try to skate, I was so out of the show. Final call, Victoria said sharply. Chloe, Zoe, and Nikki. As we hustled onto the ice, Victoria watched us like a hawk. I tried my hardest not to fall. We were just about to get into our starting positions when suddenly there was a major disruption from the stands.
Hey, you guys, I want to slide on the ice too.
I skated over, grabbed Brianna's hand, and escorted her back to her seat. Brianna, are you trying to get us kicked out of the show? I hissed. Sit right there and don't move. She gave me her saddest puppy dog eyes.
But Nikki, I want to slide on the ice with you, Chloe, and Zoe.
Victoria looked like she was going to blow a gasket. But since there was a camera crew nearby, she just stretched her lips into a cold, mannequin-like smile and batted her eyes really fast. As I turned to go back on the ice, a guy in a blue uniform stopped me.
Excuse me, but I have a flower delivery for a Victoria Steele. It's from the mayor's office. I was told to leave them at the front desk, but it's closed. Do you know who she is?
Sure, she's right over there, I said, pointing. Victoria appeared to be doing an impromptu live interview with a TV reporter.
Well, I don't want to interrupt her, but I'm running behind schedule on my deliveries. Could you do me a favor and see to it that she gets these?
No problem, I said. He placed a beautiful bouquet of 2 dozen pink roses on the seat next to Brianna.
Ooh, those are really pretty, Brianna squealed. Are they yours?
No, they're for that lady over there, I said, pointing to Victoria. I have to give them to her.
Nikki, can I give them to her?
Brianna asked excitedly. Don't even think about it. Stay in your seat. That's when I got the most brilliant idea. Actually, Brianna, it would be a big help if you'd take these flowers over to Victoria, I said happily.
Goody gumdrops, she cheered.
but I need you to be really careful with them. I'm going to wave at you when it's time, okay?
Okay. Can I smell them too? I bet they smell like cotton candy or bubble gum.
I took my place on the ice next to Chloe and Zoe, but I was so nervous. I couldn't think straight. Just as the music was about to start, I waved at Brianna to signal her to take the flowers to Victoria. Only Brianna just smiled and waved back at me. I waved at her again, and this time pointed at the flowers. But Brianna just waved and pointed at the flowers too.
Just great!
As music blared over the speakers, Chloe and Zoe moved gracefully over the ice. But I stood there in my pose, waving my arms in slow motion and wishing I could skate over and strangle Brianna. After what seemed like forever, Brianna finally got a clue. She snatched up the bouquet of roses and trudged off toward Victoria. Brianna tugged on Victoria's coat, and when the woman turned around, a wide smile spread across her face.
"Psst," Chloe whispered. "Nikki, skate!"
I took off, gliding across the ice, immediately lost my balance, and fell to my knees. Brianna smiled and handed Victoria the bouquet of flowers.
"For me?"
She gushed like she had just been awarded another gold medal or something. Then I tripped over Chloe's foot, collided with Zoe, and slid across the ice on my butt. It was surreal. Totally flattered by Brianna's borrowed gift, Victoria grabbed a pen and paper and gave Brianna her autograph. And because Brianna was equally as vain as the celebrity skater, she insisted on giving Victoria her autograph too. Then Brianna gave Victoria a big hug. Of course, the TV cameras captured every second. It seemed like all that gushing, hugging, and smiling went on like forever, or at least long enough for us to finish our routine. Once again, we struck a fierce ending pose and waited breathlessly for the verdict. When Victoria finally turned around and faced us, she was practically glowing. Hugging her bouquet in one arm and Brianna in the other, she smiled and said,
"That was wonderful! Yay!"
As Chloe, Zoe, and I blinked in astonishment, Brianna cheered for us, very loudly. But hey, who were we to disagree with the great and wonderful Victoria Steele and her, trusty sidekick, Brianna? So right now, I'm not that mad at Mom and Dad about this whole babysitting thing. The amazing thing is that I actually survived 3 whole practice sessions with the Victoria Steele, Banshee Diva of the figure skating world. Now, if I could just make it through our entire performance tomorrow, Fuzzy Friends Animal Rescue Center will be saved, and Brandon won't have to move away. I'm so not looking forward to publicly humiliating myself by tripping, slipping, and stumbling my way through our routine tomorrow. But I'm willing to do whatever I have to do. And I'm still really worried that Mackenzie is going to pull some kind of stunt at the last minute to get us kicked out of the show. Even though she hasn't said anything to me since our little blow-up in the bathroom a few days ago, every time I see her, she just stares at me the way a very hungry snake looks at a mouse. That girl is ruthless. She'll do just about anything to anybody to get whatever she wants. I will be so relieved when the Holiday on Ice show is finally over.